चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
Guidelines issued by the Kane Department to control the sugarcane crops from dangerous Spirilla pest. Commissioner Cane and Sugar, Sri Sanjay R. Bhus Reddy, has issued instructions to stop the Spirilla pest from becoming epidemic in the sugarcane crop. Giving detailed information in this regard, he said that the outbreak of Spirilla pest has been observed in some sugarcane dominated areas of the state. Spirilla pests are a curse for sugarcane crop. Preventing its outbreak is extremely important because the humidity in the atmosphere and extreme day-to-day fluctuations in temperatures are conducive to the outbreak of pests. If the outbreak of the said insect is found by the scientists of UP Council of Sugarcane Research, it is necessary to make proper arrangements to control it. Mr. Bhus Reddy has also instructed the departmental officers that in area where the number of Spirilla's natural enemies is negligible, then according to the recommendation of the Sugarcane Research Council, sugar mills must ensure protection by power sprayers with 150 ml to 200 ml of imidacloprid insecticide or 750 ml of profenophos in 6,000 liters of water. The sugarcane farmers should be advised to keep the field clean by immediately irrigating and weeding the fields affected by the Spirilla pest so that the parasitic insect Epernicia cocoon can be rapidly increased. In the areas where there is more outbreak of Spirilla, instructions have been also given to contact immediately the Sugarcane Research Council to ensure necessary action in the areas where there is more outbreak of Spirilla. The commissioner has also issued instructions to conduct intensive campaign in the areas affected by Spirilla pest. Farmer awareness programs should be conducted. Spreading awareness amongst the sugarcane farmers by sending SMS and promotional literature and tell them about its predatory insects, egg parasites and neem parasites. Emphasis should be given to natural control by making them aware about the measures for prevention. In all these activities, compliance of social and physical distancing guidelines issued in connection with COVID-19 by Government of India and state should be ensured.